Can you play drum?
Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari. Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari. Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Bharad Hari. Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Bharad Hari. Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari. Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Bharad Hari. Yashoda Nandana Raja Jana Ranjana. Yamuna Tira Vanachari.
Trinadapi Sunichena, Tarariva Sahishnuna, Amanina Manadena, Kirtaniya Sadahari. Harinama Harinama, Harinamaiva Kivalam. Kalo Nastyeva, Nastyeva, Nastyeva Gatir Anyata. Jagannath Swami, Nayana Patagami, Bhavat Tume. The idea of that song, which was sung by Raghunandan, is the essence of the incarnation of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That essence is known as Vipralambha. Intense feeling in love, separation from the Lord. The devotee always is hankering for the association of the Lord. That is the symptom of a devotee. The materialists, the non-devotees, what is their vipralambha? That they're always missing sense gratification. Unfortunately, in the material world, if you accept the Bhagavad Gita, if you accept Bhagavad Gita, then you know what Krishna says, that lust can never be satisfied. And therefore the non-devotee is always hankering and lamenting. He hankers for the sense gratification that he wish he had, And he laments for the sense gratification that he loses, because he must lose. Because according to Krishna in Bhagavad Gita, sense gratification, lust, is never to be satisfied and burns like fire. Therefore, in the material world, you cannot be happy. It's impossible. It's not designed for your happiness. Of course, if you accept Krishna in Bhagavad Gita. But I accept Krishna in Bhagavad Gita. And it has been my experience also. There is no happiness in this material world. It comes and goes. So either materially or spiritually, there is this vipralamba. Service in separation. I have a few examples to share with you. The first example is Narada. When Narada, first of all, he was a Gandharva, and he was cursed in the heavenly planets. There was a Sankirtan festival. So it's not just in Radharaman that we do Sankirtan. They also do it in the heavenly planets. So Narada was beautiful Gandharva. And in an assembly like this, Sankirtan, he started to sing songs glorifying the demigods. Improper. Sankirtan means Hari Kirtan. Even the Devatas know that. Sankirtan means Hari, nobody else. So they got very angry. At this time, he was not Narada, he was Upabharhana. Interesting. Narada told this story of his fall down to Yudhishthir. That's significant. He was not pretending to be something he's not. He was very straightforward. Yes, I used to be a demigod. I fell down. He was not ashamed. He wasn't trying to hide himself of who he was. He was not pretending to be some big something he's not. He told the plain truth. I learned from that. I practiced that myself. So Narada was telling Yudhishthir that the Prajapatis and Rishis, they cursed me because I was singing nonsense songs in a Hari Kirtan, Sankirtan. They immediately said, take birth as a Sudra, immediately. Just like if somebody came here right now blasting nonsense music, we would kick him out. I hope we would kick him out. Cannot be tolerated. This is Sankirtan, Hari Kirtan. Nobody else is Kirtan. Hari. So he took birth as a Sudra, 5-year-old boy. His mother was working in a Dharmashala. He was serving Bhakti Vedantas, devotees. He learned from them. They blessed him. When his mother died, the 5-year-old boy had nowhere to go, so he started walking. He walked and walked and walked. He sat down under a tree and began to practice what those Bhakti Vedantas had previously taught him. Lo and behold, Krishna appears to him. And it wasn't a vision. Krishna actually appeared to him. But what Krishna told him, there's another step. Krishna appeared to him, and the young boy Narada was feeling so enlivened, all of his senses separately enlivened. seeing the Lord. And at one point he said, I couldn't distinguish myself from the Lord. He felt oneness. Then the Lord disappeared. You can imagine, if you had received $1 million and then gone. Can you compare the Lord to $1 million? A billion? Mr. That stupid Trump is boasting he has so many billions. Idiot. But even all of his money compared to seeing Krishna, can you put a price tag on that? You cannot put a price tag. Krishna is not a cheap God. There are many cheap gods. Krishna is not a cheap God. You got to pay the price. Kamlesh, what is that price? Surrender. Yes, that's the price. Not so easy. So when the Lord disappeared, Narada said, oh, I'll just do my meditation again. He tried, the Lord didn't come. He tried some more, the Lord didn't come. He tried and tried and tried. Why? It's not a mechanical process. It's not like paying your cable bill and you expect my channels, ZTV. Again, God is not a, Krishna is not a cheap God that you put your money in. Okay, you want to see me? Okay. Pay your cable bill. He's free. He comes and goes as he pleases. So when the boy kept trying and trying, this is what the Lord spoke. In other words, the Lord did not appear, but he spoke. Here is what he spoke. Very important. Pay attention. Hantasmin janmani bhavan mamang drastum iharhati avipavta kashayanang dudarsho hang kuyoginam. That's a very kuyogi. Right now, all over the United States, Europe, there are thousands of kuyogis. Millions. Hold on to that. Please repeat. The Lord spoke. O Narada. I regret that during this lifetime, you will not be able to see me anymore. Those who are incomplete in service and who are not completely free from all material taints can hardly see me. This shloka alone, I could speak for 1 hour. What is this verse telling you? Why somebody can't see God? Incomplete in service, meaning devotional service, and not free from material sins. There you go. That's why we can't see God. You accomplish those two things, you'll be able to see God. The Lord's not finished speaking. Remember, he's invisible to Narada. All Narada hears is this voice. He's in the forest. Okay, he's all alone, except for the voice. Sakrid yad darshitang rupam etat kamayate naga mat kama shanakai sadhu saravan munchati hrichchayan. Please repeat, O virtuous one. You have only once seen my person. And this is just to increase your desire for me. Because the more you hanker for me, the more you will be freed from all material desires. This is, oh, very good. That means I've got my audience. Excellent. So here is the key. Here is the mood of separation. He's telling the boy, you're not going to see me again in this lifetime. But there's a reason. It's not that Krishna is being cruel. We don't worship a cruel God. We worship the most loving God. If Krishna was cruel, I would not worship him. But Krishna is not cruel. He's the most famous, most beautiful, most knowledgeable, most loving, he's the most best everything. That's why I worship Krishna. It's not without reason. I accepted Krishna as God at the age of 23 with much thought. Didn't do it blindly. Yes, I was following Prabhupada, but I wasn't, okay, Prabhupada, whatever you say, I don't. No, it wasn't like that. I had to understand. So Krishna is doing this because he says, the more you hanker for me, you're going to become more purified. That is the essence of Vipralamba. You don't get always, but you hanker for it. Why? Because you know there's nothing better than Krishna. Like Narada, he saw the form, he actually saw in 3D. Once you actually see Krishna, nothing else. Same way with Parikshit. I just thought of that. Parikshit was the same way. In the womb of his mother, he saw Paramatma circling. He saw Paramatma burning up the Brahmastra sent by who? Ashwatthama. He actually saw this. So when he came out, what do you think? His whole life, he was looking. Are you the one that say, was it you? Was it you? He, as a name, Parikshit, examining. He was always investigating. Maybe it was you. It was you. But it never happened, did it? But by that constant examining, he became purified. My good friend, Dwarkadish Das, he always emphasizes Bhaktivedanta purport. I'm now going to read a Bhaktivedanta purport. When I was compiling this yesterday, I thought of you. May Krishna bless you. As Prabhupada used to say, sit properly. Now this purport is excellent. A living being cannot be vacant of desires. One is not a dead stone. He or she must be working, thinking, feeling, and willing. But when one thinks, feels, and wills materially, they become entangled. And conversely, when one thinks, feels, and wills for the service of the Lord, he or she becomes gradually freed from all entanglement. The more a person is engaged in the transcendental loving service of the Lord, the more one acquires a hankering for it. Clue, that's how you know you're making advancement. Because you become greedy for service. The materialist becomes greedy for sense gratification, and the advancing devotee becomes greedy for service. In your jobs, you're not going to your boss, "Oh, give me more work." Are you? If a boss has that kind of an employee, that's all he needs. But when it comes to Krishna, the devotee is saying, "Please give me more work. Give me more service." Every month, how many years, Krishna Kumar, have I been blessing your office? How many years? 10 years. Every month, I go to his establishment. What is his prayer every month? It's the same prayer. "Lord, give me more service." Isn't that what we pray, Krishna Kumar? Every month for 10 years. How's it worked so far? Pretty good, huh? You're happy? Attaboy. That is the transcendental nature of godly service. Material service has satiation, whereas spiritual service of the Lord has neither satiation nor end. I was discussing this with Dwarkadish the other day. There is no retirement from devotional service. There is no vacation from devotional service, because it's not material. One can go on increasing one's hankering for the loving transcendental service of the Lord, and yet he or she will not find satiation or end. By intense service of the Lord, one can experience the presence of the Lord transcendentally. Therefore, seeing the Lord means being engaged in his service. Prabhupada's guru used to say, "Don't try to see God. Act in such a way that God sees you." You see the difference? Act in such a way that God says, "Oh, look. Oh, Gadadhar is singing nice now. Yes." Seeing the Lord means being engaged in his service, because his service and his person are identical. This is the absolute nature. Just like Krishna's name is Krishna, Krishna's service is Krishna. Once you get this down, you become a different person. You think differently, you act differently. Once this is understood, Krishna's service is Krishna. Give me more service. That's what I pray for. Give me more Namahat programs at Radharaman Temple. Thank you, Kakanji. I hope that Krishna acts through you. Yes. The sincere devotee should go on with sincere service of the Lord, and the Lord will give proper direction as to how and where it has to be done. Reminds you of a verse in Bhagavad Gita, which Meena wanted me to speak on. Dadami buddhi yogam tam. Yes. I give them the knowledge how to come to me. One of your chatushloki from Bhagavad Gita. Now, this line, pay attention. The relation of servant and the served is the most congenial form of intimacy. Should I say it again? The relation of servant and the served is the most congenial form of intimacy. That is bhakti yoga, right there. That is how you become intimate with God, through service. You may be the pujari. It's nice service. You may sit here on the Vyasasad. Nice service. But you may be vacuuming the rug. Is that less service? Equal. Really? Yeah. Maybe you clean up after the Namahat program and you take out the trash. Does that mean that that person is less than Raghunandan or the speaker? Equal. Isn't that nice? We're all equal. Group hug. We're all equal here. There was no material desire in Narada, and yet just to increase his intense desire of the Lord, he was so advised. Now, everybody chant the Maha Mantra for me.